So, I have some studying to do.
I know this isn't ideal for you, but if your roommate has been turned, that house is no longer safe for you. Eventually, she'll return, if only because she's hungry.
Hungry?
You're human. You have blood, hence you are food.
But I thought you said I was magical. Maisie and Andy said... Oh my god, Andy! He's in one of my classes! Oh, Jesus, I'm tired. I wonder why he didn't say anything.
Stay on topic, please.
Vampires can feed off most anything, but you are a human with magic. And let's not forget that you were invited to that party, or at least you were allowed to go. You could very well be in their sights. If Samantha doesn't return, that doesn't mean you're out of danger.
Charity's heart sank. She'd known that, of course. They were interested in her, the vampires. She dropped her head into her hands, not sure where to go from here.
What kind of magic do I have? Andy and Macy seemed to think you'd know.
For simplicity, magical people call you a warrior fae.
A warrior fae? Like a fairy?
A fairy is a type of fae. Warrior fae is another type.
I see. Aren't I supposed to have wings? And be short?
You are short.
5'5" is not... Ugh.
Charity breathed through her nose for a moment, trying to ignore him. She dared not meet his eyes again. She didn't trust herself not to flip his chair back and kick him somewhere soft.
We'll go over all of that in time. For now, you two need to get back to the brink and get a good sleep. After that, Devin will create a plan that will, hopefully, include Charity.
You want us to go back now? Not stay here until it's time to act?
I think Charity has had enough excitement. Why don't you grab some of her things from her old house, help her get comfortable?
The vein in Devin's jaw pulsed. Oh no, he did not like this any more than she did, which soothed her. At least he wouldn't hit on her or demand constant homage to his glossy good looks.
Charity, I hope to work with you soon. You are an extraordinary...